January 23rd, 2024. This is The Better Life. I am your host, Timothy Lawson. Living a better life means getting a little something under your tree gambling related. And anybody who got a Better Santa gift set got exactly that. They got some good feedback on this. Even one person said it was their favorite yet of the Better Santa gift sets, which I'm not going to lie, kind of surprised me a little bit, but it reassured me that I took the right approach on keeping it simple. And that person that made that comment has been doing the Better Santa set every year. So high praise for sure. I hope everybody enjoyed it. At the very least, did not enjoy it. It was a now that we're far and beyond, the gift set ended up being a sports bet, right? So something I made $5 bets at random in the futures markets in NFL, NHL, maybe the NBA, and I know a couple soccer ones as well. The gambling 102 refresh from Michael Shackelford was in there, leaning on the keep it simple, sort of back to basics idea. You know, it's important to stay on top of understanding how to play each game optimally. Even if you choose not to do that, I think that it is our responsibility as gamblers, as people who take gambling seriously, whether seriously means we want to be nits about it, or seriously as in like we just do it a lot. But if you take gambling seriously, I think it's a responsibility to understand how to play each game and understand the odds and what the optimal way of playing, even if you choose not to play that way. Look, I play Keno occasionally because I think it's kind of fun, but I know that it's not a good game to play, right? But I understand the risk that I'm taking, and I mitigate the risk a little bit knowing that. I still throw hard ways out there. I know it's not the most optimal way of playing in crafts, but I enjoy it. But I'm aware of the odds, and because I know that, I temper a bit how often I play. Anyways, those are just examples of why I think it's important that gamblers know how each game is played and sort of what the odds are in the optimal way of playing. And then the third item in the set was a pair of coasters, drink coasters, that had a indentation in the middle for a casino chip. So you could put, you know, your favorite chip or your nostalgic chip or your most recent chip from your most recent trip, maybe a chip from your upcoming trip, right? And you're staying at, you know, X Casino, and you're going to put it in there so you can think about it. Anyways, custom made by a friend of mine. I thought they turned out really well. Little foam wooden coasters with little foam centers with an indentation. I'm gonna have a few of those on the better on bettermerch.com, the shop for the better life, here soon if anybody's interested in them. I think they came out, and I think they're a really cool concept. I'm really glad that me and my buddy were able to come up with them. Anyways, that was the Better Santa gift set. I enjoyed it. I'm going to I've already put some more thought into what next year could look like. Still going to keep sort of the consistency of sort of keeping it simple, but I may think of a different way to open the types of gifts just a little bit, maybe like I used to, maybe some more random casino stuff, etc. But it was fun to put that together. This week, this month, I should say, on The Better Life, this might be the only episode of January, we'll see. Look, each and every year, I like to do sort of a end of year recap, beginning of year beginning. Oftentimes it's merged. This is that episode. Mark Duvall from You Can Bet on That joins me. We look back at our sheets. I admit that Q4 was not a great record keeping quarter for me, so definitely some incomplete data there. But we go over what gambling looked like in 2023. We look ahead to trips we might take in 2024. And we talk about You Can Bet on That's great episode 300 and the shtick behind it. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Duvall, looking back, looking ahead, enjoy. Making two appearances on Better Life feeds this month, Mr. Mark, this week, Sir Mark Duvall, sir, how are you?
I'm great, Tim. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Congratulations on 300 episodes of You Can Bet on That. How does that feel, man? 300.
You know, it is pretty amazing. When we first started, I don't even think I thought about the longevity of it. It's just like, we're going to do this. And once, you know, originally it was just like, we just need to get people's attention. Right back then, it was like, well, I don't want to go on, you know, a forums and just say, hey, listen to our show. You know, I didn't want to do that kind of thing. And so I wasn't thinking of it originally. And then once we got the rhythm, it's like, well, we're going to do this till we can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, 300 episodes. It hits me a little more that, you know, we're in our 12th year now. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, my kids, they've been, they've been alive, you know, half of their lives have been this podcast. So. But it's something else.
Do they, what is their commentary on you doing a podcast? Like with the rise and with, well, I guess not the fall, but with the, you know, cause 12 years ago doing a podcast, I mean, that was before people knew what podcasts were.
Yeah.
You know, so as they learned what podcasts are, knowing that you do one and now you've done one for so long, do they have any commentary? Or do they just like, whatever, dad does this little stupid?
No, you know, they have mentioned, it's like, wow, you know, you've been doing this a long time. Yeah. And it is kind of nice that we started, you know, it really wasn't podcasting infancy. That was more around like 2005. But like you said earlier enough that podcast was not a household word.
Do you remember having to explain to people what a podcast was?
Oh yeah.
And like, and they're like, you mean like a radio? Yeah. Yeah. But it's like a radio show, but it's pre-recorded and then, oh, where can I listen to it? Another thing, like, oh, it's in iTunes. Oh, it's in iTunes. It's amazing just how blind everybody, ignorant a lot of people were to a podcast. And now it's synonymous with life.
Yeah, you certainly don't have to explain it. I mean, that, you know, the word podcast is dropped in conversation on TV and movies, and there's no explaining necessary.
Everybody has a new podcast that they're listening to.
That's true. Yeah, everybody's got a new podcast they're listening to, and everybody has their own podcast.
It's true. the last 300 episodes is, you know, I just have to congratulate you on both 12 years and like the longevity of time and the volume of, that's a lot of talking. It's a lot. The thing when people are like, oh, I want to start a podcast, I always want to be like, okay, think about like what your first 10 episodes could look like. Yeah. And if you can't even get to 10, don't worry. Don't even bother. Right.
Yeah.
And people don't, a lot of people who get into podcasting, and especially like if they try weekly episodes, it's like you don't realize you're doing, you know, 20 25 to 50 episodes a year. It's a lot of time to be talking and editing and a lot of topics and stuff. Do you think, how much did the every other week schedule, how much did that play into your longevity?
We would not be doing this still if we had to do it weekly. And I say had to do it weekly because we would have put that on ourselves. Or somewhere along the line, if we were trying to do weekly, we would have said, hey, we've got to make this bi-weekly. No, I for sure, I don't know about Dr. Mike, because honestly, what does he do? But I would have gotten burned out easily if it was every week. Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to do it. So every 2 weeks, it has turned out to be perfect for us. That way, we're still fairly timely if there's anything, you know, important to talk about.
Yeah,
without, you know, the pressure of weekly.
Let's talk about 2023 from a gambling perspective, Mark. Let's start with where did you go gambling wise? Where did it, like, you know, I know that, you know, you and I in October did a little round robin of casinos in the San Diego area. I know you were in Biloxi with us. You did Vegas twice?
No, just once.
Just once? Okay, yeah. Just that once. Okay.
I mean, you know, gambling for me, you know, now that Dr. Mike is gone, we used to go every week, literally every week to the casino. And now I usually don't go to the casino. Every once in a while, my wife and I will go out there, we'll get something to eat and play a little bit. But, you know, the only times I really went out to the local casino here was with you and when Dr. Mike was in town. You know, he visits every once in a while. The only other two trips were Biloxi and this sort of last minute trip in December with my poker buddies.
And you stayed at Orleans?
Yeah, we stayed at the Orleans. I had, I guess I can announce this on your show. I had credited it to our poker buddy, Glenn. It was actually our poker buddy, David, who came up with the idea for the Orleans, but it was because of their poker room. He said, oh, we're going to be playing a lot of poker. And they do have a great poker room.
Okay. What did gambling look like plus minus at the end of the year? I know it was a bloodbath in Biloxi. I believe when we did our sort of mid-year review, you said it was already looking like, even if you'd get with the little bit of gambling you thought you're gonna do, there'd be no way you could recoup. Is that what happened?
No. Amazingly, on one of the trips when Mike came out, oh, you know what? I'm forgetting. And now that you say it, we also went to Zorkfest.
Right.
In Lake Tahoe. Completely forgot about that, talking about Mike. But one of the times Mike came out to Harris, Southern California, I had a big night. And then anybody who listens to the show knows that we hit a really big table at not Wynn, but Encore.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I'm looking at my chart right here for gambling, just for gambling. I am up $269.50
that
for the year.
That is amazing. I'm pretty sure, I think I'm recalling right, that you had, that you anticipated never not being able to get any of it back because you didn't think you were going to be playing enough.
Yeah, it's true.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, but, you know, behold,
it's probably because of these higher limits and I got lucky, right? I mean, I was forced to play limits that maybe are higher than I'm, you know, comfortable with, and I got lucky. So there you go.
Okay.
How about you?
I have some imperfect record keeping towards the end, I will admit. Q4 was a stressful year. So anytime that I could, or stressful time. So at the few times that I was able to like run to the casino to pick up free play, stuff like that, I know I'm missing. So usually I'm so good. I play, and as things happening, I have more than one Twitter account, right? So I just DM myself between these two Twitter accounts of what's happening. And I don't know, you know, I know I'm missing a couple things. It was a down year gambling. I'm not going to give an amount. Well, it was a down year in casino gaming. Let me rephrase myself. Down year in casino gaming. It was about a wash with my own sports betting and casino gaming. And then it gets into the black when I include my partnerships in sports betting. So, casino gaming down, personal overall gambling a wash, and then in the black when you sort of add everything that came with how well my soccer did and stuff. So,
yeah, I'm glad you kind of qualified that because, yeah, if I include tipping as part of the gambling, I'm definitely down for the year for gambling. But if I include poker, which I do not include in gambling, because it's a skill-based game, of course, then I'm up again, right? So, you know, I did not include, and sports betting, you know, Mike and I, we kind of sports bet together. I didn't include that either, but we were definitely down for sports betting for the year.
I have played, I've played at the casino one time, in the year 2024. And I am up, $80.
All right.
So that's how 2024 has started. Have you done anything in 2024 worth documenting?
No, I mean, no. You know, we have our poker game every week, but no, nothing else. Let me ask you this. In 2023, I think you kept track of this the previous year anyway. What percentage of your free play did you get back?
So it dropped pretty... The last 3 or 4 months, I didn't get any of the like the cool full houses or anything like that on the free play. So ended up dropping... I got 87% back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mine wasn't as good as last year. That 91.6%, but I'm not complaining because Harris Southern California just threw so much free play at me. Yeah. So I'll take it.
Like I said, I'm confident there's one or two trips or visits missing in here. So it's 87 on what I have in here. I don't know how much that changes. Yeah. But it was, I do distinctly remember there being two trips where I got half back on my free play.
Yeah.
I mean, like, oh, all right, whatever. Yeah.
Well, and you know, when you and I went to, I think it was Hamul, what did I have? I had like $40 in free play. I got nothing back. Yep. So, yeah.
What do you have on your calendar for 2024 casino trip wise?
Nothing official.
Nothing
I'm
official.
I'm pressuring Mike to do March Madness in Vegas because we've never done it. We've got to do it one of these years.
Okay.
There is talk about doing a Colorado trip.
Yeah.
Listener Tom is kind of, you know, putting some feelers out there. I would love to go to Colorado. My wife would too. Non-smoking casinos, the great outdoors. He was talking about a $10 squeeze game.
Yeah.
So maybe that. I have a friend, Paul, who we mentioned on the podcast quite a bit. He has a bowling buddy. They're into sports betting as well. They're talking about going to Vegas in June to the Orleans for a bowling tournament.
Okay.
That is a possibility as well. And then Zorkfest, maybe, since it'll be in Vegas this year.
Yeah.
So I'm bringing all these up, but none of them are confirmed yet.
So Biloxi in May. And like last year, coming into this year, I told my wife that of all the trips that I want to take, this is the one I'd like to prioritize. So, you know, if for some, now that our lives are a little different than they were from a couple of years ago, me going some, you know, one of us doing something implies a some sort of burden on the other, right? So I told her Biloxi was, you know, is the one that I wanted to prioritize and make sure that that happened. The other ones that are on my radar, and like I said, just on my radar, Vegas Vacation in June, Zorkfest in November, Bet Bash in August, and then, look, if I can somehow pull it off, I would love to go to Colorado. Absolutely love to go. Now, the problem is, you know, Tom, you know, early on when he brought this up last year about like, hey, it'd be cool to do one of these meetups, you know, in Colorado. And I was like, I agree. But then we were talking about timing and I was like, well, you know, Biloxi's typically in late April, early May. You're competing with Vegas Vacation, which often is going to happen, you know, sometime between Memorial Day and Labor Day. And then, you know, Zorkfest is always looming. Bet Bash is a big, you know, is a big meetup. There's a lot of opportunities. And depending on who you're trying to get out there, you have to think about which meetup you are willing to compete with. Right.
Right.
And so I think in order of likelihood, I'm probably looking at Biloxi, Zorkfest, a random unforeseen trip that will be taken at the same time that my wife is visiting family, TBD, then Bet Bash, then Vegas Vacation on what is on a calendar, right? Of what I know when it is. Yeah. Now, I don't know when it's going to be, but at some point, my wife's extended family is organizing some family thing that I will not be a part of. But she's going to go. She's going to take the kid. Of course, like any of us, Mark, my first thought was, well, that's a gambling trip. Now, depending on how long it is and what time of the year it is will depend on where I go and for how long, obviously.
Yeah.
It very likely could just be a quick couple days in Atlantic City. It could be a trip to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So that's to be determined. I would say that trip is probably, that might even be second most likely of what I'm doing this year.
Okay.
I am unsure if I'm going to end up going, how much I'm going to prioritize Bet Bash. The thing that would get me out to, well, I would need to prioritize Bet Bash if I were able to get out to Las Vegas in mid to late summer anyways, because part of the reasons I'm going out there around that time is the sign up for contests. Bet Bash was fine. I know all the people that I want to connect with out there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like I know yeah. all those people, and it's different than like the community we have here where we'll be like gambling with each other. Then there it's just sort of like hanging out, talking and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I really want to try to make it to Zorkfest this year. I was really bummed that I couldn't go last year. And that's Zorkfest is like the perfect combination of like new people to meet, but also like the people I'm used to and like hanging out with. So
yeah, I would say that Zorkfest, of everything that I mentioned, is probably the most likely for me and for Dr. Mike. I think he would look forward to that too. Now, you probably noticed I did not list Biloxi in my list. I'm probably going to pass on that this year, not because I don't love it, because I love it down there. It's just that I'm thinking, well, I haven't been to Colorado. And if I'm, you know, got a finite number of trips that I can take, well, you know, maybe I'll go there. Plus, you know, going to Biloxi, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we don't have a lot of nonstop flights from here to New Orleans, and New Orleans, you know, is still an hour and a half drive. You know, there's more involved than just showing up in Biloxi. So, yeah, I think I may pass on Biloxi this year since I've been twice. I can't speak for Dr. Mike, but, you know, those are the ones I'm looking at. Oh, and, you know, our poker buddies, we had such a great trip on our last trip. I wouldn't be surprised if one of them plans another one. And again, going to Vegas at the spur of the moment is relatively easy from Southern California. So there may be a surprise one in there too somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. Do you, you know, right now, January 15, 2024, what is your casino game of choice?
Oh, it's still craps.
Still craps?
You know, it really depends on if I'm alone or not.
Okay.
I do enjoy playing craps alone at an empty table or a full table. I think I prefer playing card games when I'm by myself, though. That could be Pai Gow Poker. That could be Mississippi Stud. Could even be some new carnival game. I remember the first time we went to Atlantic City, I sat at some poker variant game. I can't even remember what it was. It's probably a game that doesn't even exist anymore. But I spent hours there. I kind of enjoy that if I cannot be with a friend. So long answer to your question, but yeah, it's still craps.
Okay. Looking at your sheet there, I mean, Baccarat was a winner for me. Craps was not. Mm-hmm. Do you have any information on what games you know, padded your bankroll or took from it?
Well, if you give me a second, I'll pull up my spreadsheet.
Okay. This is the trickiest part on tracking gaming. Like when I'm going back and forth to National Harbor, like, oh yeah, I can almost like get home and remember, oh, that's right, I you know, I put it. But like you go to Vegas or you're in Biloxi and you're bouncing from table to table sometimes, you know, it's I'll admit it's easier for me to forget to do something or to just sort of like, oh, I'll get to that later, and then I forget completely. Or you wake up the next morning and you're like, wait, what I have in my wallet and what I have here in my notes don't match. What did I miss? It's actually a part of my sort of gambling quote unquote resolutions is to, you know, to, you know, be better at what I'm, especially now that I'm doing a far less, you know, just making, you know, when I am going into these busy weekends to put a little more effort into making sure I'm keeping accurate records.
Yeah, and I do keep track of comps as well. Sometimes you have to estimate those, of course.
Yeah.
But I include everything, you know, hotel rooms, free drinks, you know, stuff like that. So I figured I got about $4,000 in comps this last year. Most of those are hotel rooms. You know, I try to look online and see, okay, what's the least amount I would have paid for a hotel room based on that, but it's mostly hotel.
So I was gonna say, for anybody who has never, you know, I don't know, I imagine plenty of people have listened to you and I sort of account for our, you know, talking about tracking gambling and stuff like that. For anybody who doesn't recall this conversation or can't quite, how do you grade room comps? When it comes to like, do you have a standard dollar amounts, or, you know, because a comped room at Beau Rivage is different than a comped room at the Strat, you know, how do you grade that?
Yeah. And here's what I do, and I'm not defending this in any way necessarily, but I go online, let's say when we stayed at Beau. Yeah. I got that comped. I try to find the beforehand, find the cheapest rate that I can for Beau Rivage, cheapest room, even if it's not the room we stayed in. And that's what I base the comp on.
Yeah.
As I figure, you know, if I weren't a gambler, that's what I'd be paying. So.
Yeah, I think that that's the right way of doing it. And the first year that I try, or was the first year when I first thought about trying to track room comps, I thought about like, well, do I, you know, do I change? Now I will admit last year I didn't even bother with it, but you know, I struggled with how to value that because. If I was, because this is where I overthink it, Mark. This is where I overthink it. Is okay, yeah. That's what it costs at this hotel. But if I didn't have the comp here, would I stay here?
Yeah, that's a lot to take into account.
Yeah,
yeah. So I think that's very good thinking too. If for some reason you get a comp at, you know, the higher end property, but you wouldn't have paid to stay there, I'd say consider that comp worth a what it would have been cost to stay at the Sawdust Joint, you know? Yeah. I mean, in the case of like Beau Rivage, I knew that I was going to be bringing Sherry there. So I'm thinking, well, no matter what, we're going to stay at Beau Rivage, right? But that's absolutely right. If I, let's say I got a comp to Caesar's Palace, for example, you know, which say what you want about Caesar's Palace, but as Caesar's properties go, it's one of the more expensive. I might look at what it would have cost to stay at Harrah's and then value the Caesar's room at that. I think that's smart.
Okay, good.
Right, so I'm looking at my spreadsheet here. Yes. So if I'm looking at Craps, I was down for the year $740 at Craps. Now, let me check on Baccarat. Those are the only two I guess I'll look at. I can't believe how short this list is. This list used to be huge when Dr. Mike was in town, but we just go so infrequently now. Okay, Baccarat, I was down there too. So $113. I must have made my money somewhere else. Sorry if I'm not talking straight in the microphone. So I guess else was like Paigao poker and maybe some video poker, things like that. So anyway.
Okay.
I don't know how interesting that was.
It was riveting, Mark. Absolutely riveting.
Amazing.
Yep. Okay. Any looking at your spreadsheet, anything else notable about 2023 in the manner in which you gambled?
No, other than I was shocked that I managed to eke out a small win.
Yeah.
Based on how poorly it went. I'm looking at these Biloxi numbers while they're right in front of me, and it's just, holy cow, boy, did I have a bad run of luck. Or I spent too much time on the crapless craps table. That might've been it.
If you, you know, not the San Diego area notwithstanding, right? If going into a calendar year, you knew, okay, I have the opportunity for two trips. We're not talking about you have the opportunity for two trips. Like, what do you think automatically, both location or perennial event, sort of goes into the top of consideration? Like, where do your interests lie in any given year?
Well, if I understand what you're asking, I mean, Las Vegas is probably number one, not only because it's Las Vegas, but, you know, I'm fortunate enough to live relatively close. You know, I can drive there in a day. Well, I mean, you know, in 4.5 hours, I can drive there. Boy, as far as like maybe an event or something else, I don't know if I have one. I would have said maybe the events that, you know, VIMF, and the summit that they used to do, even though those aren't gambling events, the number of people that show up that are passionate about Las Vegas.
Yeah.
There's so many people that you meet there that, again, even though it's not a gambling trip, I would have put that on my list if they were still doing it.
Did you discover any new gambling podcasts in 2023?
Yes. The guys want to make sure I get this right. So I met, the Vegas Vice podcast.
Vegas Vice.
And then the nice thing about this is these guys are young. And so they're trying to give a young perspective on gambling. You know, I mean, I'm certainly not young and I'm not sure what millennials or Gen X or Gen Zs are doing as far as gambling casinos go. You know, are they doing it at all? You talk about, well, they don't have the disposable income that some of us older players have. So that, I think, is great in providing a perspective that certainly Dr. Mike and I cannot.
Yeah. Okay. Should Have Bet More, recently launched by Will Hill. That's in my rotation.
Okay, and that's sports. You know, I mean, yep. I'm not going to list any sports gambling podcasts only because there are so many.
Yes.
And that's not generally our focus. So yeah, I'd have to rely on that rely on you for that.
Gambling with Good Juju, I believe, launched in 2023, technically, if I'm remembering right. So I'm going to include them here just in case. You mentioned Vegas Vice. That is it. That is all that I've, that I recall adding to my, but of course, now I have too many podcasts and I have to think about
I know.
Which, yeah.
Man, I don't commute like I used to. So yeah, I've got to kind of pick and choose. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, Mark, it sounds like Storkfest is the favorite on where you and I may gamble again together.
I think so. Yes.
Man, better make it happen then, I suppose, huh?
Yeah.
Trigger's gonna appreciate that.
Yeah, he'll love that. Yeah. I don't think I'll have trouble convincing Dr. Mike to come out for Storkfest again. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, Mark, congratulations again on episode 300. And most of all, I mean, this is probably what I should have said at the top. Congratulations on continuously being so many people's favorite gambling podcast. I mean, it when I entered in 2018, You Can Bet on That was everybody's favorite gambling podcast. And I don't think it's really changed. Crap Vegas, I know, has gotten a fair share of the market and a lot of people like what they're doing. But even you know, you are everybody's favorites, like everybody's favorite podcast. You are their favorite podcaster's podcast. I mean, I admire how strong the content has been and how you continue to be a favorite amongst the community.
Well, thank you very much. That's very nice of you to say. I got give a lot of credit to Dr. Mike because he's quite a character and people love gambling with him. But, you know, even though that is very nice of you to say, I mean, there are so many great podcasts out there and we love being part of the community, right? You know, this is not a competition for us. This is just us wanting to kind of share the joy of gambling that we have and meeting people who have the same interests. So thank you very much.
I still yearn for the days when Mike got thrown to at the beginning and he got to put in a little hello. I waited for it every week.
If we ever record in person again, and it'll probably happen one of these days, you know, when he's out here, you'll hear the hello again.
I love it. Mark, it's been a pleasure.
It's been my pleasure.
Take care, bud. Always fun doing that. Mark and I just did an episode of Better Viewing that is in the Better Viewing feed, BETTOR Viewing. If you're unfamiliar, it is the monthly-ish show that I do with Mark Duvall. We look at TV and movies, and we find gambling scenes in shows or movies that are not gambling-related. We find gambling scenes, or we watch movies or TV episodes that are gambling-themed, and we sort of review them and go over them. We just did the first four episodes of Bookie on Max, new show on that's based on sports betting. It's on just released it, Better Viewing. So if you're interested, check that out. We'll be doing episodes 5 through 8 of Bookie on the next episode in February. Biloxi, it's coming. I mean, can you believe it? We're almost 3 months out, which is wild. Mississippi Rob has put together an agenda, a proposed agenda. I think it's a little aspirational, to be honest with you. But him and I have been in talks, and I told him that as we sort of slowly put this together, I will start sort of mentioning the items as they come. I think I want us to sort of take our time with putting it together because I don't want to fill too much of the trip with items, but I also want to make sure that there's enough structure that people have an idea of what they can do or what's going on. for those of you unfamiliar, each year for I think almost 5 years, 2020 notwithstanding, we have been going down to Biloxi, Mississippi, me and a couple friends, is how it started, and now it's us and a few dozen of our friends. We go down to Biloxi once a year, and we just enjoy the Gulf Coast, some southern hospitality, and some good gambling. I look forward to it every year. It has become a meetup, but unlike other meetups, it's a little bit more loosely structured. We have sort of we always try to put like somewhere to meet sort of at each night to kick off group gaming. And we have a couple other events sort of set up so that there's something to do. But we really encourage people to, to meet each other, find things to, you know, find things you want to do, explore the casinos, explore the games, explore Biloxi. We have enough structure for the meetup to be considered a meetup, but enough hands off that we want people to really take to their own and go discover this town, the city that we have grown to love. So the two things that I am willing that I'm comfortable with talking about today on May 2nd. So this is May 2nd to May 4th, Biloxi, Mississippi. I'm getting in on the morning of the 2nd, or I should say afternoon of the 2nd. I'll be getting into Biloxi early afternoon on the 2nd. I am leaving morning of the 5th. Those are my plans. I am staying at IP. I already have that booked. I am staying at IP. The two items on the agenda, first, on Thursday, which is the first official day. I know a handful of people that are getting in the night before on the 1st. Rob will have an idea of sort of maybe some unofficial meetup or just suggestions on what they might be able to do. But the meetup, quote unquote, officially starts on Thursday around 6:30. We will have a meetup to introduction. Let's all get in the same room, say hello to each other. Let's have a couple drinks. Let's share some hugs. It's been a while since we've seen each other. 6 to 6:30. Time will be official before going into it. The location is still TBD, but we are looking at somewhere in IP. So it'll be at the casino IP, because that's where the majority of the people we're hearing from are staying. IP and Beau Rivage will be the two most popular places. Then Harrah's probably right behind that. IP will be the location of the Thursday night meetup. The actual location is still TBD. We're still looking into a couple options. But that'll be sort of the kickoff meetup of introducing ourselves to each other, get everybody a chance to sort of see who's there, recognize the faces, and then naturally we'll get into group gaming after that. People will be trickling into Biloxi, like I said, from the evening of the 1st all the way through the evening of the 2nd, I'm sure. As people are showing up, people will naturally get together and game. I will let people know where I'm at, what I'm doing, either using Twitter or Discord or both. But the official item on here, cocktail meetup, 6 or 6:30, somewhere at IP, followed by group gaming at IP. The second thing that I can talk about here is golf at Grand Bear. This is a staple on every trip. Every Biloxi trip, Rob is nice enough to organize a golf outing. We're going to be golfing at Grand Bear. This is the one time a year that I golf. I am looking forward to it. If you're interested in golfing, DM on X or on Twitter, whatever you want to call it, DM myself at The Better Life and I'll connect you with Rob, or you can DM Rob directly. Mississippi Rob 4 is his Twitter handle. Let him know that you are interested in golfing, and let him know if you're bringing clubs or renting clubs. We're still trying to figure out what times is a sweet spot on on tee times. It'll really depend on how many groups that we have, but we're already looking at four groups, possibly even five if I'm doing the rough math in my head. So we'll figure out when tee times are based on how many groups we're going. We want to make sure that we're not starting at the ass crack of dawn and then it's a long day, and by the time we get back, Rob and I aren't even, we just go straight to our room because we don't want to. That was kind of a problem last year. But we also don't want it to be so late that by the time we get back from golfing, it's so late in the day that, we're chancing possibly missing dinner, whatever. So we're trying to get that figured out. So that's the second thing. Thursday, March 2nd, 6:30, cocktail meetup, TBD location, somewhere in IP, followed by group gaming. Friday morning, golf at Grand Bear, DM myself at The Better Life, or even better yet, Mississippi Rob at Mississippi Rob 4. And if you're not on Twitter or whatever, you can email me podcast@thebetterlife.us. I'll relay it there. Or if you're in the Discord, you can drop it there as well. Those are the two things that I'm going to announce here. I'll be back. I'll announce the next thing or two next week. Like I said, slowly, I'm looking at a full agenda right here, but I'm only going to talk about a thing or two each week so we can really put this together with some thought and make sure that it's well-structured but not crowded, which is something that's important to both Rob and I. So that's what I got going on. Mark and I talked about sort of where we might go in 2024. So I'm not going to repeat too much of that. But right now, I don't think there might not be anything for me between now and Biloxi in the beginning of May. So, I may have some opportunities for some local trips. So a night at, either National Harbor Live or even Charlestown, on nights where, my night is free and I don't have any family obligations. But as far as getting out of the area for a trip, even a trip to AC seems unlikely. So between now and Biloxi right now, I don't see anything outside of DC happening. That's it. Welcome to 2024. Thank you so much for listening. It really means the world to me that you keep The Better Life in your podcast app, that you listen every time it drops. I know it's been 5 weeks since I've dropped an episode, but I was on family vacation for nearly 3 weeks, and then we came home and the whole family got wiped out by a stomach bug. It was awful. And then, get back to work, and that's, draining energy. So, was nice to finally get this going. I got a great handful of guests that are lined up to sit down and record. So I just got to get them scheduled. I got to get them behind a microphone. And then I'm really excited about the next set of guests that I got lined up. So on behalf of Mark Duvall, I am Timothy Lawson. Good night and good luck.